Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dave Plyer on this early Sunday morning on 720 WGN. So soaring skyscrapers, pizza, improv comedy may be what the city's best known for, but they are only the beginning of Chicago's story. It could take a lifetime to experience everything in this one-of-a-kind town has to offer, even if you live here. So writer and Chicago tour guide Molly Page turned a passion for living life as a tourist into her career. She's a devoted consumer of culture and a perpetual student of Chicago's history and architecture, and she joins us this morning. Molly, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I love this. You're from St. Louis.
I am,
but
yes,
you love Chicago.
Oh, yes, yes. Is it, it's a divided house, right? The minute that we moved to Chicago, it felt like home. I just fell in
That's
love.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, what got you interested in exploring and writing about the city in general?
Well, you know, actually, the story starts about 7, maybe 8 years ago. I was in New York City and with a friend, and we were taking some high school kids around on a drama trip. And I started talking to the tour guide, and I realized he had the best job. And so at the time, we were living in Chattanooga, Tennessee. There wasn't a huge demand for tour guides there, but not long after, we moved here to Chicago, and I realized that I, too, could have the best job.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's totally true.
So,
And there's so much to think about here, too, because, you know, I've lived here all my life for the most part, but there's some great standard things that I think people know what to do, but you've got some really unique things in here too.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that was part of the mission in putting that list together. That was the hardest part, putting that 100 things, you know, narrowing it down. I definitely wanted to get the bean. I wanted to get the things that you expect to find on the list. But it was important to me too to show off some hidden gems in the city.
But you would be surprised how many people live here and live in the suburbs. And I say this with all due respect, but you know, I had a friend of mine say, or a client say to me, you know, I'm going downtown to dinner tonight, and they named the restaurant in the street. And I said, I don't even know where that is. Where is that? And he said, well, downtown Naperville. I'm like, downtown Naperville? How about there's only one downtown to me, and it's here. you know? So, and there's so much to explore and see that people don't, you know, they don't get out of their comfort zone very often. And so they immediately go to the chains when they're down in the city instead of exploring some of the neighborhoods and really experiencing what Chicago's all about.
Yeah. It's, I think, Even for those of us that live in the city, you know, we're down in the South Loop, and it's easy to just get
in your hood,
isolated,
in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. So I can certainly understand when you're talking about being out in the suburbs. There's great things to do out there, but come downtown, come to the Loop, come experience Chicago downtown.
Well, and you break it all down by food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, culture and history, shopping and fashion. The first thing on your food and drink list, which I love because it is a Chicago classic. And this is maybe the one thing people come in the city for is the Walnut Room.
Sure.
And I still say Marshall Field's. I refuse to say Macy's.
Okay.
In there because it's so fabulous. You know, you mentioned the best pizzas around town. This is one thing that, you know, people don't venture very much out for is the original Rainbow Cone. And Roger, I don't know if you, what part of town did you grow up in?
North Side.
But Rainbow Cone, I used to experience that at the Taste of Chicago. I think that was the once a year that I got that. So I decided for my daughter's birthday one year to go over there and get vats of it for the birthday party. And it is like taking a field trip, by the way, when you go from North Side to South Side. It could be like an hour of 20 minutes to get there. But that is one of Chicago's classics.
Oh, so yummy. Yeah. So yummy. And, you know, you are probably in a dangerous spot working here, coming in here every week. They just opened a new kiosk on Navy Pier.
Did they? Royal Rainbow Cone.
Did you
catch that, Roger?
I believe it was last weekend.
I see a field trip.
A group field trip.
For
I like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Really, a Navy Pier. Okay, yeah. I like that. See, you know, when I grew up in Chicago years ago, the big ice cream store was Cock Robin or Prince Castles. Mm-hmm. probably, whether you were north side or south side, it was Cock Robin or Prince Castles. I think that's the way it was broken down.
Yeah, there was a lot of Cock Robins up on the north and the north suburban areas. Oh, yeah, because they're long gone.
Yeah, long gone.
Yeah.
You talk about events that happen in the city as well. So you talk about Punchki Day, of course.
Of course.
I mean, this is really something that, you know, if you're gonna move to the city, this is how you become one of us.
Right, is
by reading this. But it's also great to explore if you're in the burbs and you don't make it down very much. You talk about the Fulton Randolph Market District. There's so many great restaurants. The Grill and the Goat, Publican Quality Meats. That's a great place. Great place for brunch too.
Oh yes, yeah. yes. And again, talk about that was a struggle for me putting restaurants in the books. Specifying restaurants only because there's every week I feel like there's something new that's delicious and
sure.
Print is different than digital. I'm used to digital media and you can always add or subtract.
Yeah.
Print, it's there.
There'll be several editions. Yeah.
I noticed under the restaurants on the food, some of them you listed certain places, but under the hot dog, there's nothing listed.
I know.
You know how passionate Chicagoans are about their hot dog.
It is
divided by North Side and South Side.
Yeah.
So I noticed that, and I'm going, aha, playing it safe, you know? But
You're giving away my secrets.
Yeah, you don't want to get beat up.
Right.
We went last night, and I was, I think I told you what I was doing last night, Roger. I went to the art show, and mm-hmm. it was in Tinley Park, and which was, again, like an hour and 20-minute drive. But on the way back, my son calls me, and he says, Dad, I'm starving. And it was like, it was literally like 11:30, quarter to 12, and I'm like, he's like, could you stop by Gene and Jude's in River Grove on the way back, and which is a classic.
Yeah.
And they're celebrating 70 years this year. But that's the hot dog stand I grew up in.
Okay.
You know, even though it's nowhere near my house anymore, my kids know about it because that's where I grew up. So it is very much a neighborhood thing,
absolutely.
Some of these places.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You mentioned the Green Door, which has been around for a million years. It does lean, that building.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember who used to. Did you ever go to the Green Door, Roger?
No, okay. I have not been to. I had
I
to stop for a second
the
because
owner was Essie. I don't know if she's still around, but she used to come and give like back massages to like all the guys when they were eating lunch in there. Found it kind of creepy, but that's okay. all right, Manny's Deli,
of course.
The Wormhole. Oh, yeah. You know the Wormhole. I'm not familiar with the Wormhole.
It is a great
North
coffee
Milwaukee.
Shop. Yeah,
okay.
It's a great coffee shop. You feel like you're, as I put in the book, you feel like you're traveling in time.
80s.
Yes.
Which is vintage to her. All right. So
some of the stuff I like is the shopping and fashion. The Secret Agent Supply Store. I know where that's at, and I can't believe that's in your book here. It's like I knew there was one in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's part of 826, which I was actually there today, yesterday. What time is it? Yeah.
Yesterday. It would be yesterday. Yeah.
I was there yesterday. It's part of their 826 is, I believe, started in San Francisco. The cool thing about this shop is the first time I walked in, they greet you. They're so kind. And they tell you that they're not for profit. So every purchase that you make inside the shop helps them to teach kids to write, which I love. They do workshops there in the shop in a secret hidden room in the mm-hmm. back. But they also go out into the schools. They publish the students' work. It is
oh, that's cool.
Oh,
I actually worked with them when I taught at Clemente High School. They came and are one of my English classes. We sat down and they became there were two English classes and we published a book of the students' writings.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And they had a reading at their place.
So
it was
Wicker
fantastic.
Park? Wicker Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salvage One. Cool place.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Furniture, accessories. It's kind of a museum, really.
It
when
is.
You walk
well,
in there.
That's what's cool about it is it's you're shopping, but you're also, you feel like you're taking in some history at the time while you're doing that.
Now, Jazz Record Mart.
Oh, my
vinyl.
Gosh.
Yeah, I love that place.
Well, here's the story with Jazz Record Mart. You know, it closed 2 days before my book published.
Yeah, but he's reopened. Oh, yeah. He has a recording studio. And he has turned the front part of the recording studio into the new Jazz Record Mart. He couldn't stay away from it.
Oh, my gosh. You've made my day. You've made
yes.
my morning.
Roger mentioned it to me before you came in.
Yeah.
They're still around. Yeah, they're still
Oh,
around.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yay! So he's I think he is open now. He actually is open now. So there's that. And
second
then
edition. There you go.
I love that you have independent bookstores because they're making a resurgence.
Yes.
Two of my former fellow teachers, both English teachers, have opened their own bookstores in the city.
Ooh, well, Tom, give me a plug. Where do I need to go?
I got to look it up and I'll get it to you.
We'll do that.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
We'll do that after the break. But you know what? Some of the stuff is going to go, obviously, in a second edition because this stuff does change all the time. But we're talking to author Molly Page about her new book, 100 Things to Do in Chicago Before You Die. And I'll say it's available at your local bookseller. Somebody actually called me on that, Roger, when I said, you can buy this book, whoever I had on the show, Carol Burnett, whatever it was, at Amazon.com. And they're like, hey, promote the local bookseller, man.
Yeah.
Forget this Amazon stuff. So anyway, if you've got a place you'd like to share, 312-981-7200. You can go. Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to author Molly Page about her new book, 100 Things to Do in Chicago Before You Die. There's probably more than 100, though.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. We talked about those five categories. We could have done 100 in each category.
I see some sequels here. So music and entertainment, you talk about, and I've had, and I keep trying to think of his name, the Logan Arcade on Fullerton.
Yeah.
That's a cool place where you can still play pinball all over the place.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun. Pinball's great, and Killer Queen is a really fun game. You played with about 10 people. And yeah, I'll tell you that for the first probably 10, 15 minutes that I played the game, I had no idea what was going on, but got into it anyway and had a blast. Yeah.
But it's a great place. I mean, this is more for adults only. It is
and everything. Yes, 21 and over. Yeah.
Doesn't he have a Logan Record store or something down the street? So you can, if you know the password, you can get in the back and play a little bit, I think, over there too. The Magic Parlor on Monroe, the Palmer House Hilton Hotel.
Okay. This one was the biggest surprise for me. I didn't know anything about this before I started researching the book. So much fun. We went one night and we're talking about it for days after. I'll tell you right now, they are on hiatus. But as soon as they, you know, just I believe it's just a couple weeks, but it is a fun hidden gem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Old Town School of Folk Music. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't live in the city that don't even know about this place.
Yeah, and what's cool is that it's so many things in one, right? You can take classes there, you can see shows there, you can shop. That's another.
And I'm glad that they've several years ago. I can't remember exactly how many, they moved into their current location, which is, I believe, a former library. Which is very, very cool. And there's always something going on there. And the stage, the auditorium they have there is just magnificent for the concerts. And so people outside of the city, like you said, need to get a hold of the schedule of the concerts there. And the other thing that that I like is, going back to the independent bookstores, is that a lot of them are having entertainment in the bookstores.
That's cool.
It's like neighborhood events. It's like, come on in for, you know, some coffee, some tea. One of them even has like wine counter. They have one night a week, they'll have musicians in. The next night they have poetry readings. The next night they have something else going on. And that's what's great about the neighborhood bookstores that are coming back. A lot of them are doing that to get the people into the store.
It's nice to see them being kind of like a third place, right? You have your home, you have your work. It's nice to have a gathering place that you can hang out with like-minded individuals, meet new friends, and enjoy some entertainment.
Yeah, definitely.
Sports and recreation. There's a couple places that jumped out at me. Is the Montrose Point Bird Sanctuary.
Oh, so beautiful. I think I call it in the book magical.
Know it was there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's. I think as you walk through it, because they're doing so much work to try to return natural vegetation, I expect a fairy to come flying out
that's
of the,
cool. Yeah, no, that's
the brush.
Cool.
It's beautiful.
And then there's the Alfred Caldwell Lily Pool, Lincoln Park between Cannon and Fullerton.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. This is one of the ones that I considered not putting in the book because it's so hidden and so tucked away that I almost
didn't
want to
keep
it
away.
For myself.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
Now, that's over by
it's near the zoo.
Actually, the new Bourdain, the guy from CNN who goes around the world eating
Bourdain
stuff,
yeah.
he did a Chicago segment, And part of the segment, he was there.
Oh, that's cool.
Filming an interview with one of the guys who owns a bar in town.
Did you notice they didn't say where they were, though? Because I think for the same reason, they wanted to keep
it. That's what I like about this. Again, there's some very, if you live here, you know some of these places, but there's some hidden gems that I'd never even heard of before, and that's what I like. And then you talk about Route 66. Route 66, I think, turns 90. Yeah, it does turn 90 this year.
Okay.
So it's the 90th anniversary. We're actually going to have the guy from the Illinois Scenic Byway come on the show when I'm filling in for Steve Cochran on Memorial Day. But, you know, you talk about that, too. That's another great adventure to go through in the state of Illinois.
Well, and you know what's cool? I don't know if you know the history of Route 66, but when, you know, now our streets in the loop, some of them run one way. But at one point, Route 66 actually started a block south. But then when the one-way thing took over,
they had
to move it
north. You'd be surprised what
is
Route 66 in Chicago going from the Chicago through the suburbs. So you're absolutely right.
Right. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to author Molly Page about her new book, 100 Things to Do in Chicago Before You Die. And we've a bunch of categories so far: food and drink, music and entertainment, sports and recreation, shopping and fashion. We're on culture and history. People don't know about this Chicago Pedway. I know that sounds kind of silly, but you can actually explore the city in a whole different way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost, you know, miles of sorry, went blank there. Miles of tunnels underneath the city that we can use when it's not so pleasant outside, and then when it is so pleasant to avoid the crowds.
Yeah, there's some shopping in there and stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, places to eat, places. I mean, there's a whole city underneath there.
Yeah.
There's post offices. There's places to get your hair cut.
Yeah.
There's places to get shoe shine. I mean, everything you need. 25 Starbucks, I think, are down there.
You even talk about, like, a really good place to take a picture on the near the Kinzie Street Bridge.
Yes.
Snap the ultimate Chicago shot.
Yes, yeah. There, you know, I am a huge Instagrammer. I love being on Instagram. And there are tons of communities around the city that like to go on these Instameets. And on one of my first Instameets, I found this spot. And it's great. You can capture the river, the Y in the river. You can see the L. There's tons of architecture there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And even talk about the cemeteries. You know, we talk a lot about them in October around Halloween again, about, you know, touring some of the haunted sites. But Graceland Cemetery, it's really the history of Chicago there.
Oh my gosh! I mean, absolutely. As you go through, look at the names, you're filled with Chicago pride. It's some of the amazing people that we've had in the city.
Architects, business leaders, there's all kinds of stuff there as well. And then talk about the Bronzeville Walk of Fame.
Yeah. So I wrote in the book that so many people know about the Harlem Renaissance, but not as many are familiar with the Renaissance that we had here in Chicago. You know, a whole population moving into the city, and they're memorialized down in Bronzeville.
And that's Dr. Martin Luther King Drive from 25th to 35th Streets, or 35th Streets in there as well. So again, I have to assume that there's things that didn't make it in the book. It was probably hard to kind of narrow all this down.
Absolutely, I said, one of the hardest tasks, and. You know, Chicagoans, nobody has a hard time telling me what I missed on the list. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people fill me in and let me know. And so, you know, I think it's time to start a call-in campaign. We need to be calling my publisher, Reedy Press, tell them it's time for 100 more things to do in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, where can they find you? Because you got your own website, too.
I do, mollypg.com.
Okay.
Come find me.
Can you submit some stuff to you too?
Oh,
some unique little places. Yeah, hello.
I hadn't even thought about that. I'm so used to taking them face to face. Yes, come on the website. Tell me what needs to go in the next version.
And what's your website again?
MollyPG.com.
And Roger will have to say, and you can buy this at your local bookseller.
Yeah, you can buy this. you can buy this at Volumes Book Cafe, run by one of my friends, a former fellow teacher.
Okay.
And
where's that at?
That is,
but we're promoting our local booksellers.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
That's right. Poor Roger's getting it. All right, always good stuff to find here. But again, it's 100 things to do in Chicago before you die. Visit Molly's website as well. You can submit some stuff for her next edition as well. Thank you so much for actually coming in live. I really do appreciate that.
My pleasure. I couldn't miss it. Couldn't miss it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Roger, you got
that?
Yeah,
I got that address. 1474 North Milwaukee.
Boom.
They are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they got great things for kids there. And seriously, they've got a wonderful kids section there. And you're going to love it. They took almost a year to open, and the place is fantastic.
Beautiful. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.